judged and just loved on. So it's pretty cool. We're still doing our Psalms in the summer series. I got a little illustration for the kids. So I'm going to ask if the kids will come up with Pastor Carrie Lee and some other people. I'm going to show you a little something here. I got a little kit. A little illustration of something. Adults, I think you might learn something too. Hopefully. I'm just going to move this. Now, these were some of the things that they needed to learn each week, and they also had a memory verse, a Bible verse that they had to learn. And each week they would have to do it, and they got prizes if they memorized it and all that kind of stuff. But do you guys know what this is? It's a fire safety kit. Yes, you're right. What it actually is a really big first aid kit. How many have a first aid kit? Yeah, you do. Perfect. Nice. Did you have it at home? Yes? No. Wait, who said no? Where are your parents? We're going to talk to them about that. What about a fire extinguisher? Huh. Our church does. That's right. And you know why? We're fire smart. We're safety here, right? Well, you should go home and tell your parents they need a fire extinguisher in their kitchen. Okay? You don't learn anything today. That's right. Okay. So, in a first aid kit, what do you think we have in a normal first aid kit that you have at home? Bandages. Yes, very important. Why would you use a bandage? That's right. For cuts, right? Very nice. Yeah? Polysporin. Yes. I am impressed. Way to go, Mom. Polysporin, yeah? Patches. Yeah, so we call that gauze. Yeah, that goes into a wound and it stops bleeds, right? We're not going to get too gory into that this morning. But yeah, we got lots of that stuff.
Salt water, because sometimes you have to put it over.
That's right, saline. Yeah, that's right. What's that? An IV, yes. That would be a little more advanced. You're in big trouble if you got IVs going in you. But you're right. So, I'm going to show you things. And you know, I'm going to let you touch this stuff, okay? This is what a firefighter uses when you call them and you're ill. Okay, there are certain things. So, let's say you're having trouble breathing. You need a little help with breathing. So, what we do is we take out this thing. I'm going to let you touch it. Have you got? No, this hasn't been used. Don't worry. There's nobody else has spit on it or anything. So in this is a mask, right? Let's hope it all works today. And then we hook up oxygen to it. And then what we do is we put this on there. Well, no, we put it on there if we're in trouble. And then this goes over your face. And we breathe for you. And we help breathe. You guys want to touch that? It's not gross. See? Here, pass it around. Take a squeeze. Yeah. And then this, you know, sometimes in life, you need a little suction. You know why? Because sometimes life really sucks. And sometimes things don't always work out. You like that? Sometimes things don't always work out the way you planned. And sometimes the day is just a bad day and it kind of sucks. I know people might not like that word, but this is for taking out, put it in the mouth, and we suck out things out of the mouth. And this is like an illustration of life. Sometimes you just need a little bit of suction, eh? Builds like character. That was for you guys. It's not a water blaster. You don't want that coming out. You want going in.
It looks like a water gun.
It does look like a water gun. Believe me, it's not water. Now, this is really important. This right here. How many have ever been allergic to something, stung by a bee or something? Yeah? Yeah? Out here? Yeah, there you go. Sometimes your throat gets all swollen, and sometimes I have to stick this down your mouth to help you breathe. I know it's gross, isn't it? I love that stuff, though. I'm a sicko. None of this has touched anyone's mouth or body. Know that. You can just touch it. Now this is a cleaner. Right? So if you get a wound, I have to clean your wounds and I have to put, you guys already said it, bandages, right? And I have to absorb it. And so we put these things in there. we take this stuff out. So what I do is I'll take one of these. I'll take some gauze if you're in real big trouble, and I'll pack it in there. And then what I do is I wrap it. Who wants to get their arm wrapped today? Oh boy, you guys, you were fast. Come on here. Let's see if we can dress them up. Okay, you ready? Let's do it. This is sterile, so no, you're safe. Okay? You got a big cut, and then when I come in, and I'm going to dress it. I bet you all wish you were getting all dressed up here, right? What's that? Yeah. Did you get cut? Boom. You are bandaged up. Wait a minute. Let's do this. You got a head injury. Is it on your eyes? Let's see your eyes. There you go.
Look, doctor.
There.
Doctor.
And sometimes, have you ever been really hot? Okay, so sometimes you get super hot and you need to be cooled off quickly, right? Now this is going to be embarrassing if I can't do it. No, it's not coming. Oh, I think, yeah, there we go. Thank you. Whew, that would have been embarrassing. Feel that. Nice and cold, right? Yeah, you would.
It's a nice
pack. Yeah, it's a nice pack. This is where it gets interesting. Yeah. When you hurt your wrist, yeah, you have to put that on wounds. So, do you guys know what this is?
A Bible.
Yeah. This is my Bible. Actually, you know what I really want to show you? I want to show you this. This is my very first Bible. Very first Bible. Jesus is looking all cool and everything, and got long hair and a beard. And then in here is my certificate of baptism. I keep special things in here. There was a whole bunch of money in here from old bills, and I took them out because I wanted to save them. I would have given you to them, but some of them are pretty old. So, but I keep this in there. This is my certificate of baptism. Who knows what baptism is? Sorry. Yeah, that's right. You get dipped in water. That's right. That's right. And that's when we are saying to Jesus that, you know, the old life is gone, and the new, we're going to live for him, right? Yeah. So this here, right here, is just like this. It's just like this. Sometimes in life, we struggle with things. Sometimes there's problems in our life. Sometimes things don't go the way we'd like them to. Sometimes we're just having a blue day. You can hold on to that. That's fine. You want me to? Okay. Sometimes maybe it's a rough day at school. Somebody's being mean to you. In here, in the Bible, it says that you can forgive the other people. And it says that Jesus loves you just the way you are. Just the way you are. You don't have to do anything for him to love you. And so when we go to our Bible, we learn all sorts of things on how to deal with life. Does it mean that you still don't have a cut like him? And a head wound? Open, gushing blood everywhere wound? Yeah, it's gross. No, it still means you're hurt, but it helps. It helps you feel better, right? It helps you feel better. Like on a hot day, that cold pack, you put it under, all of a sudden, oh, it feels so much better. Doesn't mean that you weren't still hot. You've just been helped a little bit. You're cooled down. Same with all these things. You need a little help. So we gave a little air, a little bit of air just to help you breathe a little bit. That's what the Bible does for us. The Bible helps us understand things. And there's a scripture I want to share with you today. And it's in Psalms. Psalms chapter 119, 28. And there's a kid's version of that. And it says, when I suffer, this comforts me. Your promise gives me life. Now, for all you adults who didn't think we were going to do this, there's a Greek word in here. The Greek word for comfort. Hebrew, Old Testament. And it means to ease grief or to help you with trouble. What it's saying is that you're still having trouble, but Scripture, His Word will help comfort you in those times. It doesn't mean it will take it away. It doesn't mean that all things are great and it's going to be wonderful and you're going to be running through the fields with your hair blowing in the wind and loving everything. Some of us have less hair than others out in the crowd, and it just blows over. It's more aerodynamic. They're faster when they run. But that word is used all throughout Scripture. It's everywhere. And it means that there will be trouble. Sometimes you will feel sad. But Jesus can help you, and God's Word, the Bible, can help you through all that. Understand? Yes. Yeah? You guys learned some good verses this week. Does anyone want to tell me one? Get, go.
Jesus forgives us.
What else? Are you guys reading the signs? Go ahead.
Jesus is powerful.
Jesus loves us. Just shout them out. Go. Jesus wept. Say again.
Jesus gives us everything we need.
Jesus gives us everything we need. That's right. So next time you're feeling down, and don't only do it when you're down, because you know what? Sometimes we as adults, we forget to read God's Word. Sometimes things are going okay, and then we forget to read it, and then when trouble happens, we're like, oh, you know, maybe God can help me. Maybe God can help me out, and so I'm trying to find something. The key is, if you're always reading your Bible, if you're always listening to what God is saying in here, things will pop up in your head during those times of trouble, and you don't have to rush back and grab your Bible and go, where's a good scripture verse? Because if I just fly through this, what am I going to do? Oh, here's a good one in Numbers. No, I'm not going to read that one. That sounds pretty bad. So if you know your Bible already, and if you're reading it enough, things will come to you, and God will give you that protection. All right? So the key is for you as kids and for us as adults to always go to our Bible daily, read it. There's another scripture in Psalms. I'm going to go back just one little bit, and this is for everyone here. It's still in 119, but it's verses 9 to 16, and there's like five things in there. I'm going to read it to you real quickly. How can a young man keep his way pure, or woman? By living according to your word, I seek you with all my heart. Don't let me stray from your commands. So how can I keep my way pure? Well, the first thing is, I seek God regularly. That's the first thing, okay? Seek God regularly. Not when trouble comes, not when I don't, you know, when I'm bored and got nothing else to do or I feel bad, always. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. Treasure his truth. Treasure it. Grab onto it. It means make it really important. This right here. Make it important in your life. Just like Pokemon Go. Yeah, I know, right? Get the Charmanders. They're everywhere. Or are they not? They're not everywhere. Okay. My lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. Tell others. My lips, meaning tell other people about Jesus. Tell other people about God. Fourthly, what do we want to look at here? I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in riches. Rejoice, so be happy about what God is doing. So how can we apply that? So if somebody in your class or somebody at church or your friends or whatever does something really well and they're excited, be excited with them. Rejoice. The same thing here. Rejoice what God is doing. God is doing great things. Every day when you look outside, the sun is shining or it's raining or whatever, it's a good day. No matter what's happened in your life, it's a good day. And thank God for that. And He will walk you through. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. So give full respect to Him. And I delight in your decrees, and I won't neglect your word. Neglect means I won't not read it. I won't just go, not today, I don't want to read it today, and I'll just leave it. No, we want to have this with us. So if you don't have a Bible, you talk to Pastor Carrie Lee, and we will get you a Bible and make sure you have one so that you can read it. Sound good? And if you don't have a Bible, I'll get you one. No problem there. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the kids here. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I pray for protection on them. I pray that you will guide their paths, that you will direct them. You will give them peace. In those situations where it can seem uncertain, we just ask for your hand of protection and guidance that are all involved. We love them, bless them, protect them in Jesus' name. Everyone said, yeah. Amen. You know what? You have yourself a great week. God bless you.